state senators and state reps are out there in full force. They're all over the state of Connecticut. They're everywhere. Checking in from Talland is State Senator Tony Guglielmo.
Hey, Governor, how are you?
Tony, how are you, my friend?
Now, who? It's a little warm, but we're rugged, you know.
You know what? We got to toughen up. We got Republicans. We got to show our stuff.
Oh, you know, we're out here. We're getting a nice reception. Good. I'm here with Sam Belcito, the newly elected
representative,
and Tim Eckert, who's now an old veteran.
Now, Tony, here's the deal. We got to wash some windshields, all right? This is what I'm telling all the other guys across the state. We've got to show people that Republicans can get their hands dirty and get in there. It's hot. They don't want to get out of the air conditioning.
That's a good idea. We'll have to consult here with Tim and Sam.
Yeah, have a committee meeting. Have a committee meeting and decide.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should do what the Democrats do. We'll form a task force.
No, if they did it,
then we'll come back and fight you.
If they did it, they'd be taxing the work or something. So what kind of, you're getting good, Tony, my first question, most people don't even know this is taking place next week, I suspect.
That's correct.
And you're up in...
I think the fact that we got the sign up helps a little, and the fact that you're talking about it helps a lot.
And listen, you're up in, kind of a border-ish area, and people have choices. They can jump into other states and fill up, and, gosh, you go up to Sturbridge and you can't, there's got to be more Connecticut cars than there are any other state lined up in Sturbridge filling up before they come back into Connecticut.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, that's absolutely true. When you go, I got a daughter in Boston and a granddaughter. And to be honest with you, when I go, I fill up. I don't go there on purpose because it takes too much of a ride. But if I'm going up 84, it's right into the unmasked line, and when you go if there's 10 cars, 9 of them are from Connecticut.
Listen, I have people that have actually called me from Sturbridge and said, I am in the line, there's 15 cars here, and they, because you have those fancy legislative plates, there's legislators in line. I said, well, of course they are. I mean, I think, Tony, you've been around in the legislature a long time. You've watched all this process. We've hit a tipping point, haven't we?
I think so. Now, we're just talking about that with Tim and Sam while we're sitting out there. It's almost like ticket prices, if you're to an event. You raise it a quarter, and then some people drop off, and then you raise it 50 cents, and some more people drop off. So we're to the point now where I think we are at the tipping point. People seem just totally discouraged. What I hope is that they don't give up and that they vote and make some changes, because the only way it's going to change is if we get more Republicans. To be honest, I'm not the most partisan guy in the world, but...
You're a very moderate Republican.
But with the way it's going on, it's not working. It's a death by a thousand cuts. You want to say hello, Gup, to Tim here for a minute?
Absolutely. Tim and Sam are out there as well, ladies and gentlemen. Tim Eckert, state representative from that community.
Representative Eckert, how you doing?
Tim, how are you, my friend? Listen, get after the old guys there and get them washing some windows. Do some windshields. Wash some windshields. You're already out there.
We may tax that, though.
You're already out there sweating. You might... you're sweating to death already. You might as well. Listen, we're going to change the Republican image overnight with dozens and dozens of you guys out there cleaning windshields.
Well, there you go. Well, we're helping pump gas while people are filling out the surveys. So we're doing that part, but, it's just when these things are, look at these small contractors that are driving by here with their pickup trucks. They can't drive a Prius.
No, that's right.
They can't go to a job with a 24-foot ladder strap to a Prius or an energy-efficient car, so... And they have to, make up for that, by charging their customers. So it's
all right, Timbo. Let me let you go, buddy. All right, we'll let you go. I got to jump in.